be here today. I'm going to be over here in Genesis 26 reading some scripture. It's good to hear stories. My pastor, y'all might have heard, is Brian Eads back there. He's been coming for many years here. He said behind this pulpit right here is where he preached his first message 42 years ago. All kinds of stories he's told me. You know, he asked Johnna to be his wife back here under the bell. And them stories never get old. He's probably told them to me 20 times, you know, but they never get old. I love hearing them stories. You know, at one time in my life, I knew God was calling me, but I was one of them go to Sunday, and sometimes on Wednesday I'd go. Well, I didn't always go to camp meeting. And there was a time when camp meeting come along and we moved our service over here, I thought it was an opportunity to miss church. And I just didn't know what I was missing by not being here. And what a blessing it's been to be coming to these camp meetings the last several years. And I just really see the Lord moving every time I've been here and people praising the Lord unashamedly. And that's what we want to do, right? We don't want to be hindered when we come here to worship God, do we? We want to worship Him with our whole heart. And so that's what I want to try to do today. I got a message for you, something about 10 years ago. Well, let me read the scripture, and then I'll get into that. Genesis 26, verse number 17. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." And he went up from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, "I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake." And he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. 10 years ago, y'all might know missionary Todd Payne. He comes to our church every year and does a VBS, teaches one of the young adult classes. And I know it's 10 years ago because I still had the shirt that I got that year. And he delivered a similar message that first night of VBS. And it was from this book right here. And in my life, I knew God was calling me to do something. I just wasn't sure what it was yet, but I was holding back. I was waiting to start digging once I cleaned up some things in my life. And maybe y'all are too. You're waiting until I get perfect, and none of us are ever going to get to that point in our life. But I was waiting, you know, I need to get rid of some things before I really started trying to find out what God wanted me to do. But I failed to realize I wasn't getting anywhere if I wasn't digging. And so I left that night, that evening, and which kind of began my journey into the ministry. Because I left that night, and I just started asking people, "Hey, you need some help. You need some help. What can I do? Where can I start digging at?" And I got a couple, "No, we're good right now." And then finally one guy said, "Come on, brother." "Yeah, I do." And the rest has been history. I helped out the high school VBS that year, and I've been helping VBS for the last 10 years. And then 5 years later, I actually announced my calling into the ministry. So it's been a blessing. I'm glad I listened to God that night. I didn't wait any longer. I had to get started digging, and that's what I did. And so now we just got back from the beach. I wasn't here last week. Been going to the beach, you know, many years. I got my family's here. I'm thankful they're here with me this morning. And been digging holes for many years when we go to the beach. My one daughter, she just turned 18 here recently. And I went ahead and brought my shovel with me. I've dug many holes with this shovel right here. And don't look like much, but you can do some digging with this thing. And so, but it's not going to do anything unless I put something behind it, right? And I would be realistic to say I've dug 50, 100 holes with this thing. And so done a lot of digging. And I started thinking, why am I doing this? Why am I digging? Why should we be digging? Why was Isaac digging in this scripture that we just read? And so I got three little points here. Why I dig, that kind of was similar to why Isaac dig, and why that me and you should be digging in our life. And so number one, it wasn't going to dig itself, was it? If I lay this thing here, and I can wish all I want, right? Come on, baby, dig that hole for me, right? And I see a lot of people on the beach, they come by and they're looking at us and they're admiring our holes and they're like, wow. And they wish they could have that hole, but that shovel ain't going to do it. I got the right tool here, but I got to put something behind it, right? So, it ain't going to dig itself. To find God's will for my life, for your life, we have to start digging. And we got to put in some effort behind it. I got to actually pick this thing up, and I got to start digging. It's not easy, guys. Digging them holes at the beach ain't easy, and it's back-breaking. They probably take me 45 minutes to an hour sometimes, and I'm digging big holes. They're 5 foot in diameter, depending on where the water level is. If it's high tide, low tide, it could be 2 to 4 foot deep, and there's stairs going in them and stuff. So, there's a lot of work that goes into these things, but it wasn't going to do it itself. Digging's not always going to be easy, right? It's not easy to be a Christian, is it? It's not easy to walk out in this world and try to be different from everybody else. It's not easy. There will be things that will try to fill in our hole, like you've seen in this scripture here. The Philistines had filled in Isaac's holes several times. He had to keep digging. There will be sin in our life that's going to fill in your hole, just like it was keeping me from starting that hole initially. It was sin, pretty much, that was keeping me from starting. Other people is going to keep you from digging in that hole. Not everybody wants to see you succeed. I'm thankful that my pastor wants me to succeed, and I'm thankful that he's got my back. My family wants to see me succeed. I hope that y'all want to see me succeed, and I want to see y'all succeed. Brian, he said it was a blessing for him for me to stand up here, and I'm thankful that he encourages me. Him and John has been a great encouragement in my ministry, and they've always encouraged me, and I guess he probably looks at it as somebody's come out of his church now. He started his journey 42 years ago at this pulpit, and now I'm standing at the pulpit too, following in Jesus' footsteps, but in his footsteps too, because he's been a great mentor in my life. But there's going to be people that don't want you to succeed. The world is going to hinder you from digging, right? We got hobbies, we got activities. We're playing travel ball. My one girl's in travel volleyball, and I know how it is. We got these things in our life, other things that we like to do sometimes, but if they get in our way of digging for God, then I need to do something different. I need to be digging to the right thing. My topic today was going to be don't stop digging, just keep digging, keep on digging. All them things I couldn't quite decide what wanted it to be, and I thought of another one, digging for God. And I kind of settled with that one. So if you can remember something, digging for God. That's what we need to be doing. A lot of people, they're putting an L in there, ain't they? And they're digging for gold. A lot of people is digging for gold today, and they're digging, trying to find that treasure, when we need to be digging for God. Amen. Troubles and trials. I know we've all faced them, sicknesses and things. That's going to keep us from digging in that hole and trying to get further and closer to God. The enemy wants to stop us from making progress. The devil wants you to stop you from making progress. He wants to stop you from reading your Bible, not to pray. Amen. He don't want you to go to church. He didn't want you to be here today. But I'm thankful that you picked up that shovel and said, hey, I'm going to dig, and I'm going to get to the camp meeting today. It's going to be hot. We're going to be sweating a little bit, but it's going to be worth it, and I'm thankful that you're here. He wants the devil, the enemy, wants you to be discouraged about numbers, right? And some of these pastors here, some of y'all have experienced it, especially with the COVID that's happened over the last couple of years. The numbers kind of did this a little bit maybe for some of you, and he wants you to get a little discouraged. And I can admit I got a little discouraged myself, but he don't want you to give up, does he? He wants you to keep digging for God. It ain't gonna dig itself, and we got to keep digging. Number two, we dig to bless others, and that's what I was doing at the beach, right? When I'm digging this hole, I'm not digging it for myself. How silly would I look if I dug this hole and I laid down in that hole, a grown man like myself? It wouldn't have been good, right? I dug it for my family, for my little girls. I got a 18, now 12, and 8-year-old now, and then I got nephews that was with it this year, and we dig to bless others, right? And that's what Isaac was doing here. He didn't do it just for himself. He did it for his family, for those that worked with him, Yeah, he did it for maybe people that was coming down the road, other Christians and stuff. So he did it. He dug these wells to bless others. I dug this hole at the beach to bless others. We want to encourage others. We want to set an example. This was actually the first year that I had any help digging a hole. My nephew actually picked up the shovel. They had another one and dug with me. And boy, it went faster. And how much better can we work if we work together? How much further can we progress in this walk for Christ and spreading this gospel if we dig together? If we all pick up a shovel and start digging, it's going to be a lot harder if I'm digging for everybody, right? But it was so much easier when I had a little help this year, and we was going that much faster, and we got to the bottom that much quicker. But I realized people were watching me over these years. You know, I noticed that my nephews had seen me all this time digging that hole. And what if I'd have said, you know what, I ain't doing this no more. This is too hard work. I'm not digging no more. Y'all little kids can dig it. Yeah, if you want a hole so bad, you dig it yourself. But no, I didn't give up. I kept pushing forward, kept digging that hole. And now he's got to age. He said, you know, I want to dig a little bit too. Yeah, I want to be a little bit part of that. I want to help you out with this. And so I was setting that example this whole time and didn't even really realize it. But people are watching. People are watching your life, even if you don't know it. Don't quit. Don't fight. You know, it's said in here, Isaac, he didn't fight. He could have. He went, well, they kept on covering up his hole. Somebody covered up my hole at the beach. I'm going to be mad, you know. And at first when I'm digging, they start knocking dirt in it. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, I'm not finished yet. Let me get there, you know. And so he could have done the same thing. Isaac could have said, hey, it actually says it, you know, in here. It's kind of to cover in somebody's well back then, which was their life source for water, was like an act of war. I mean, you could really cause a fight for doing that. And so, but he didn't fight. What did he do? He dug another hole, right? He picked up a shovel and he started digging somewhere else. He dug another well. And that's what me and you need to do. We need to dig another well if necessary. If what you're digging right now is not being successful, it's not directing you towards God, then maybe you need to move over here and dig another well or something. So pick the right well, dig in the right spot. If it's not going anywhere, somebody's filling up that hole, don't fight. Dig another one. Set that right example. You might not feel like you have the energy or good enough, strong enough. I mean, I want to quit so many times when I'm digging that hole at the beach, but I want to keep doing it. I want to get there. I want to get to that ending, that fulfillment that it brings, and that joy that it's going to bring to my kid's face and my nephew's face. Even other kids have come and enjoyed it too. But you might not feel like you're good enough, strong enough, but you are. You just got to dig. What did Isaac do? He dug another well. God was with him. In verse 24, it says that God was with him. Yes, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee. And that was why I just said, while we dig, to bless others. Isaac and those around him were blessed by God because he kept digging. Number three, last point here, we dig to get to the water. That was the main reason I dug at the beach. I'm digging to get to the water. It's no fun if it's just staying sand the whole time, but if you ever been to a beach and ever dug a hole, wherever you dig at, you're going to reach water at where the ocean level is. So if you're way up here and it's low tide, then you got to get down pretty far to be even with that water, and that's when you'll eventually reach the water. But that's why I dug. That's when it made, you know, it was the most fun. It cooled off the kids and whatever. They could get to the water. And I kind of started thinking about this. We dig to reach Jesus, right? Young man, he just mentioned something about that over in John 7. And I had that same scripture marked off there, John 7, 37 and 38. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So Jesus is like this water. Yeah, he is this water that we're trying to reach to. So we dig to reach Jesus. Keep digging no matter how difficult it gets. God is with you and wants you to reach the water. He wants you to succeed. God does not want me and you to fail. He wants us to get to that water. He wants me and you to get closer to Jesus. And that's why we're doing it today, guys. I'm digging to get closer to Jesus. I want to, and that's the only reason. I want to get closer to Jesus today. I want to get closer to that water, and that water is Jesus. The more you dig, the closer you will be to Jesus. And I want to encourage y'all to go out here. It encouraged me 10 years ago to walk out of that VBS room and start digging and see where God would lead me. And then I knew if I started digging, I was going to get closer to Jesus. I want to thank Brother Steve here for calling me up and letting me know ahead of time that he wanted me to maybe preach. You know, back in the day, I heard the stories about Rule Fox walking around and the preachers would be sweating bullets, hoping that he didn't tap him on the shoulder and call on them to preach that day. So I'm thankful that he gave me a little warning. He let me plan ahead a little bit. And I'm just thankful for this opportunity, and I hope you got a little something out of this message.